Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. I'm not sure if we're going to have any callers tonight, but we have a couple people who said they would call in or might call in or whatever. So I guess we'll find out. Right now I'm heading to the truck stop. I totally forgot about the podcast. Prepper Girl had to remind me. And that was 30 minutes ago. I was about to head to the truck stop and grab me a shower because I worked hard the last 2 days. But she's like, oh, you got your podcast tonight. And I'm like, oh, well, there goes my shower. I'll still get a shower. I'll just get it afterwards. Yeah, I totally forgot. So thank you, Prepper Girl, for reminding me. Prepper Girl, Prepper Girl. Anyway. So yeah, David Ray should be here any minute. Prepper Girl is supposed to call in tonight. And I'm not sure who else will call in, but I sent out reminders, and if people call in, they call in. I'm not sure what our topic tonight is going to be. Yeah, but I guess I'll do an advertisement. Oh, a word from our sponsors. I am the sponsor. Yeah. Prepper Girl has a property in Chicago. East Chicago, Munster, Indiana to be specific. And it's a rental property. We may have a renter, but not 100% sure yet. So if you know anybody in East Chicago or wants to be in East Chicago, Munster, Indiana, to be exact. Let us know. And I'll direct you to the proper information to, you know, do some more homework and follow up on the property. You can watch the videos at my YouTube, Kano Trump YouTube. C-A-I-N-O-T-R-U-M-P, all one word. Just go to youtube.com/KanoTrump or do a search for Kano Trump. And look at my playlist, and you'll see I have 2 videos advertising her property. And I did another video today. It may take me a few weeks to get it up on online because I've got like 100 videos that you need to update that I already got online, so there you go. Once I get these online, then I gotta update them, and so on and so forth. Hello! Welcome to the D&D Podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons & Dragons. I guess this Prepper Girl. Okay. Well, we got a caller, but they're on mute. So David Ray should be here any minute. Yeah, still don't know what our topic is going to be for tonight. But, yeah, check out our website, daviddavidanddavid.com and DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. You can listen to our prior podcasts and get updates on our future podcasts at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or DavidDavidAndDavid.com. At DavidDavidAndDavid, you'll get to see some of the other projects that we're working on. And if you want to see basically everything that I'm doing, just go to KCLAManagement.com and it'll basically give you an idea of everything that I do. So, that's our sponsorship. Now that I don't know what to talk about, I'm almost to the truck stop. I'm just waiting for David or somebody to call in and give me something to talk about. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Anyway. Oh, goodness. I didn't have a topic. Like I said, I forgot. I even had a podcast today. Just been so busy. But yeah. Topic for the day. Topic for the day. 100% juice. I know at Aldi's there is a really good juice. Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented DungeonsandDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons.
And Joe tells me he's sitting in air conditioning while I'm on the land unloading a trailer.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. I just suddenly had this realization of why I keep missing the podcast lately. See, if I happen to be working, it's not sunset yet, and we kept moving the time back to match sunset. And somewhere along the line, we quit doing that.
Well, yeah, we settled on a time for David Irish, and David Irish don't call in.
Okay, so maybe we should move the podcast time to, like, 8:30. I don't know.
Well,
David Irish can't call in because, for political reasons, political and family reasons, he can't call in.
Perhaps.
So, maybe sometime in the future.
Maybe.
All right.
So what are our topics for today, David Ray?
Well, I'm building a Google culture.
Google culture.
And the listeners wouldn't know, but you would. You were out here. We had this thing about maybe 15, 16 feet tall, all right?
I don't think it was that tall. I think it was more like 10.
Well, it was more than 10, all right?
And then you wake up.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm adding to it, and I've got it back up to its original height. And
9 feet.
But, yeah, well, Before I got it back up to its original height, all the material that was on it before had shrunk down to less than my belly button.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it got good and packed.
It compacted under rain and weather, and I don't know. Let me go take a look and see if it blew over, because it probably blew over. And it didn't really blow over much. It wouldn't be bad if it did, but that's not the reason it shrank. All right.
It just compacted.
It just compacted. So I've got it back up to that height again. I doubt it'll shrink down that far again, but I do hear it going crick, crick, crack, crick, crick, crack as they throw more stuff on it. So...
What's a crick, crick, crack?
The sound of the branches as they slowly give way under the weight above them. So. So it doesn't come back quickly. It just, you know, over time. And at this point, I'm throwing small stuff up on top, so I'm not really paying attention to whether it's laid straight or not.
Wow, I just barely got here under the wire.
Who, you?
Yes, I'm only allowed like 2 hours, I think, of off-duty driving time.
Ah.
And I pulled into this parking lot and backed into the spot, and it clicked me on duty for 1 minute. on call driving. And it said, you have exceeded your off-duty driving time privileges, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I hurried up and went off-duty. And it reset me, my 1 minute on-duty driving, to off-duty. So I'm still off. That would have messed up my 34-hour restart.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then, they would have screwed with you some more.
Yeah. Never. Because it wouldn't have been my fault. I tried. Well, they might have yelled at me. Because the last time it wasn't my fault either, but they still griped at me.
Right. Yeah. You tell them, listen, I'm a human being. You really don't like me. You know?
Well,
you don't really, if you don't want my safety record, fine. I'll take my safety record someplace where it's appreciated.
Pretty much. Well, you know, most companies are like that. They want you to work like a computer, and they don't realize that we're not computers. Well, the computer says you can make it from point A to point B in so much time.
And the computer also says that it's less distance than it really is.
Oh, yeah, like 10% less.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to stop and go to the bathroom. The computer doesn't have to stop and eat.
Oh, that's what a refrigerator's for.
Oh,
and don't you know they make, don't you know they now make new truck seats with a hole in the middle so you can just crap as you go?
I'm sure a lot of people would be happy about that.
Especially if somebody was tailgating you and you released.
When I think it would be cool.
Just like from Idiocracy.
Yeah. Buy our new driver's seat, idiocracy.com.
Oh my. Oh my. Yeah, you'd probably get a copyright infringement from the movie.
Oh. What movie? I don't watch TV.
It's a movie.
Same difference.
Oh, my. Yeah, my goal is to get this trailer unloaded and get back to camp before dark.
Because you ain't got no taillights.
I got taillights. They're just not hooked up to anything.
Right. I work hard. Oh, I just sprained my ankle.
So, Joe got the announcement also, and he thinks that the time is 8 Central also. So I might suggest that when you do the announcement, you just say 7 p.m. Central, 1 hour. Don't give a time frame. Just say when it starts and say it's an out 1 hour podcast.
Right, because common sense ain't that common.
I know. Well, hey, my text broke up at the 8 p.m. Central. I didn't see the 7- before it.
Right.
Okay, I had to go back and look. And since my text, when you send out texts that get broken up like that, they tend to come out of order. You have to kind of piecemeal them together.
You're Virgo. You could figure it out.
Yeah, I did. It took me a little bit, but I was almost an hour late because of it. I was like, oh, good, finally, you moved it back. I can get this trailer unloaded before I start talking. My workers were happy. Thought you figured it out.
I really would have gotten a shower, too. If I did it at 8 instead of 7.
There you go. See? It'd be good for everybody.
Well, stop it at 8 and I'll still go to a shower.
Oh, I drank 3 gallons of water today, and I am still thirsty. I'm glad that there's a glass jar of water in my container still. Which I'm going to go over and get here in a little bit.
Goody two-shoes for you.
You sitting in a air-conditioned truck. Anyway, Joe probably won't come on until 8 o'clock. We have some time to say goodbye.
Yeah, when he...
My wife texted him and said, read the whole email, guy.
That's your department.
I can't do that. I'm busy using both hands unloading a trailer. I'm under a deadline.
I'm not in charge of the idiot department.
Now, wait a minute. You're perfectly qualified.
I'm just playing.
Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, mine. I love the cherry pie.
I like the person I worked for today, but she told me to trim her bushes, and I asked her, well, how do you want them trimmed? She said, it don't matter, just trim them however. I'm like, So should I get the chainsaw and cut them off at the ground? Oh, no. Just trim them however.
That's not trimming. That's chopping down.
Well, I'm chopping down is pretty much what I did. And she was happy with it. But I hate vague instructions. I'm glad she was happy.
Yep.
I hope they get stuck because I saw them get them wrong.
Do what?
I hate vague instructions because I so often get it wrong.
Duh. That's what vague instructions are good for. Screw it up.
Yeah. Go pick up this load and deliver it in 2 hours. But it's in California. The delivery's in California. So? The pickup's in New York? Get it done! What?
They're not that bad. I have had companies that were almost that bad. Oh, yeah. This one guy for CR England, he picked up a load in Florida, and it had to be there. It had to be in California the next day.
Yeah.
Well,
Did it make it?
No. The dispatcher ended up getting a call from the airport.
Yes.
The driver took the load to the airport, and the airport called the company to give them a quote on how much it would cost them to fly the freight from Florida to California to make the delivery.
Next day.
And you know what? They gave the driver more time.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, I think it was well, but it's still funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's creative thinking.
I know, right?
Yeah, so next time they do that to you, ask them, hey, you want me to take this and have it delivered air freight then?
That's it.
What? Yeah, I'll take it to the next airport, and they'll do a next day delivery.
Yeah, Transport America was real bad about that. They were always giving me freight to, you know, the times I couldn't make the deliveries. And at first I took them because, you know, I didn't want to get in trouble, whatever. But I still got in trouble because I couldn't make the delivery time.
So Western Messenger would do next day deliveries across the nation, but they didn't by any means expect a driver to make the delivery. They expected the driver to take it to the airport, and they gave them instructions accordingly.
Oh, yeah, I know. But anyways, so eventually I just kept refusing loads with Transport America. Every time they'd send me a load, it was too tight. I'd say, I'd reject the load, and in the comment section I'd say, too tight, need more time. I did that with like 90 to 95% of the loads. I eventually had to quit because they just did not like me.
Yeah.
Most people just, you know, tried their damnedest to get it there. And most of them never got them there, you know. If they did, they pretty much had to pee in a bottle while driving and eat while driving and never stop. And I'm not one of those drivers.
What you do is you do it, and then you report yourself. And you say, I was under command by my employer to get it done that fast.
Oh, DOT don't care about that. That's my problem. They'll just write me a ticket. And be like, oh, thanks for notifying us that you need a ticket for being a dumbass for taking that load. Gee, thanks.
I guess the thing to do then is you tell your employer,
you
hey.
You get fired. So what do you
like,
do?
Okay, fine, I'll take the load, but
like
you're going to be paying me. You're going to be paying me triple pay.
They'll either fire you or they'll chew you out like you're a worthless human. Actually, not even worth, you know, I don't know, whatever. Just worthless. And it's like, you know, they don't care about us. This company's starting to get that way. Also,
yeah.
They didn't used to be that way, but they're starting to get that way.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm on my way out.
Well, you ask it flat out. When they give you a load like that, if you expect me to break the law in order to achieve this, then you're going to pay me triple time.
I had a good job when I found this one.
There you go.
Still there?
Yeah, I was looking for a job when I found this one.
Hello?
You don't hear me anymore. I'm calling back in.
Okay, either something happened on my end or something happened on David's end, and so one of us is not there. The last time that happened, I thought it was David and it was me. So, who knows? Nobody knows what the hell is going on. But we'll find out later when I listen to the podcast. And I just got a text from somebody. Oh no, it's a reminder to do Ron Paul. So David don't call right back in or whatever right away. Or whatever. I mean,
I was looking for a job when I found this one.
I can't hear him. I don't know if he can hear me. I don't know if anybody can hear me. So, what the heck with it? I'll just do Ron Paul right now. Ron Paul Revolution. Okay, David sent me a text saying he can hear me fine. Why don't you check your mute button and make sure you're not muted? Maybe I need... How about now? Can you hear me? Can I hear you now? All right, well, since you can hear me and I cannot hear you, stay on the line. I'll hang up and call back in. Text me okay, and I'll do that. Okay, I'll be back. I'll be back.
All right, I assume you people can hear me, though. So we'll wait until Kano comes back. And, yeah. Gee, the exciting world of unloading a trailer. Now, I don't think anybody wants to really hear me talk about that. Anyway, I don't know if it's been mentioned in the podcast or not, but we finally got our goat moved onto the land. So it's just a matter of me moving my tent over the land piece by piece and bit by bit. And then we really do some stuff. Anyway. Yeah. Neighbors sprayed Monsanto Roundup on their field for the second time this year. This is after they told me they only do it once a year. Their beans appear to be recovering from it. The amaranth has died, most of it. Personally, I hope the amaranth comes back with a vengeance. Not that I have anything against my neighbors. I just wish they'd stop using poison on their land, especially since most of their water flows onto ours. So, anyway. Ah, I hear a ding.
Hola.
Is that ding-a-ling on the other end of that ding?
Pretty much.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I checked my mute button. Especially after you told me, hey, check your mute button.
Right. What were we talking about?
Well, the last thing you said before you couldn't hear me anymore is, I was looking for a job when I found this one.
I'm sorry, what?
You said I was looking for a job when I found this one.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's okay. I'm burned out. Anyways, I'm ready for something else.
Yay. Like itinerant farmer. Like itinerant farmer.
That might work. As long as it pays bills, I don't care.
Yeah, you might follow, God, I forgot her name. My friend calls her that woman so much, I don't remember her name.
Oh, Kira.
Yeah, and her daughter, Anna.
Yeah, I called her and left her a voicemail, seeing if she needed an extra hand. I thought that might actually work out for us because, you know, we can work full-time for them, and I can go out for however long and then come back and work the land and work the community. While you go out for however long, and then we just, you know, keep trading places. And so we're both
bringing
in. We're both bringing in funds to support the farm on both ends.
Yep. There you go.
But the tree business would support our project the most.
Yes, and Brian's constantly bringing back extra trees. So
there you go. We'll just plant all the reject trees on our property.
There you go.
I ain't got a problem with rejects. I am one.
Yep, and if the tree itself doesn't prove to be useful, we can chop it down and add it to the hula culture.
Hula culture, firewood, cooking wood, whatever. Mushroom wood.
Mushroom wood.
Mushroom wood. That could be misconstrued.
Yeah, let the ignorant think what they think.
Whatever.
Whatever. Let them call in and ask if they have any doubts.
What does in the Iowa?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my. Thank you. Thank you. Yep.
It looks like I'm mostly done, but... Oh, by the way, when you couldn't hear me anymore, the first thing I did was hang up and call back in. So.
Okay. So, it's not you, it's me.
Yep. Yeah, I remember last time you could hear it on the podcast after the fact. You could hear me talking.
Right.
It didn't sound too unusual. Kind of like me talking over you again.
Right.
Nothing different. You could just keep talking, and I could keep talking over you, and it sounded like we were having a conversation.
Oh, wait. That happens all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Nobody'd know the difference. You wouldn't hear me, but, you know. You'd do your monologue, and I'd talk over you, and everybody'd think we're having a conversation.
Right.
It's like, all right, Kato's finally ignoring him.
Well, yeah, basically, I couldn't hear anything. We're just talking over each other.
Yep.
That'd be messed up. We both couldn't hear each other, but we were both talking, and the podcast was recording, both of us talking. So we both went into a monologue, and we were both talking over each other, monologuing, and no one could understand anything except maybe every other word.
No, it'd be even more messed up as if it still made sense.
Yeah. They probably could pick it out. I have to listen to it a few times now.
Oh, man.
Depending on where your mercury is.
Yeah, except I don't monologue well. The only time I monologue well is when I'm talking to somebody else.
Well, just pretend you're talking to somebody else because you are.
Or to be more accurate, when somebody else is talking to me.
Right.
So you did take the load to the airport.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I got this load I'm supposed to pick up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you invited me to Germany. Apparently,
yeah.
I looked at the phone too late because your invite wasn't valid anymore.
Oh, really? Well, I'm still there.
Are you? All right. Well, sometime later when I am driving down the road. Yeah. Talking of which, did you hear the news reports about Pokemon Go?
Yeah. You know, I got a friend who's playing it. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a friend whose friend's husband is playing that game. And they were, I don't know where they were the other night. They were somewhere. And apparently he can't play the game on his phone, so he plays it on his wife's phone.
Okay.
Right? Well, he jumps up and he goes, "I'll be right back," and runs outside. Okay. He goes, "There's a Pokemon outside," so he runs outside. He never comes back.
Yeah, because it took him forever to catch it.
Pretty much. He ended up at the house. And he left his wife at the place. He was not happy. Having to call my friend to get directions back to the place so he can pick up his wife. Because he didn't know how to get back there.
Because he went off chasing some creature in the car.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's one of the problems. The game's really not supposed to do that to you. It's not
right.
supposed to be that difficult to catch one of the monsters. All right? I saw two kids playing the game, and I figured out exactly what they were doing right away because they were looking at their phones and they were running without even looking where they were going.
Yeah, that's going to create a lot of accidents.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to drive slower just to watch out for stupid people chasing freaking Pokemon down the freaking road.
Down the freeway.
Idiots.
Yep.
Idiots. They're everywhere.
Yep. Somebody's going to wake up in their car with the airbag in their face, and they're going to go, "I got it, I got it, I got it." Well, I know that both my sons are going to be playing that game. And that's...
My son's going to be playing that game.
That's why I downloaded it, because I know they're going to be playing it. But the thing I need to figure out is how to spoof the game so it thinks I'm in Vallejo, California.
Okay.
And that's going to take a dynamic location spoofer. Because it's got to be able to take into account my movements and translate where I'm at into where I'm claiming to be at.
That won't be that hard.
Well, yeah.
It'll just tell you to turn right, go down a field. Because it'll
well,
be on the road.
Yeah. Because my youngest will be playing this game. And, you know, if I'm... That'll be one way for me to meet him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well...
They'll see your name and go, "Ah!"
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I won't be playing that game.
Might be like my daughter is asking to talk to me.
And they don't
know. Even though he knows his mom would hate him for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Job search.
Job search. How does job search have anything to do with Pokemon?
Driving.
You know, maybe we should get a job there. Working on Pokemon stuff. Oh, where I see guys.
Well, you know I want to write a game to replace Parallel Kingdom.
Well, oh, that won't work for you because you don't have a... Hello.
I don't have what?
You don't have a social security number.
It's true. Nor do you, but... Nor does anybody else I've ever met. A lot of them think they had one, but they hadn't read their social security, their card.
Bad.
And found out it's not really their, not really theirs. It doesn't belong to them at all.
Nope.
Wasn't an issue to them, wasn't an issue for them. It was issued in the hopes that they would assume liability for it. And they did. Like, well, why do you want to take on somebody else's debt? Don't you have enough problems of your own?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have enough problems. I need your problems.
Okay, well, good. You can have my social security number.
Good.
That's all right. When I had that newspaper distribution, I found out that you could just make up a social security number. And if somebody else is already using it, they'll tack another number on the end of it.
Right.
Okay, go on, keep using that one.
All right, my new security number is 989746021. Six.
Okay. There'll probably be, because you did that, there'll probably be 20 people signing up for jobs under that number already.
It probably. It was a barcode off of a product.
Hmm. Wow, these are tasty.
What are you eating, beetles?
Yeah. No, choke cherries, actually. One of the bushes I cut down today was a choke cherry bush, and it had berries on it. And, you know, the person I employed was perfectly happy that I'd cut down the branch. She said, oh, the only the birds eat them anyway. I never eat them. They're actually full of flavor. So I'm hoping some of the seeds take cold in the hugel culture.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, next time you're in town, we need to go over to her place and take a look at her wild fauna and flora, mostly the flora, and collect some of it. She has purple lilacs. She has Rosa Sharon. She has a few other plants that just take off all over the place. I know the goats will eat Rosa Sharon, so we need to grow it in a place where they'll reach through and eat the branches, but won't have access to the main plant.
Right, because they'll devastate it.
Yep. Yeah, her rose of Sharon, it has trunks on it, 2-3 inches thick. So they're really old. So they would survive the goats. But
it might
yeah.
survive.
Well, they're tall. The goats won't be able to knock them over. They'll eat all the new runners. They'll keep them clean. But they won't be able to knock the plant down.
Oh, okay. I see.
Now, a bad winter, they might eat the bark, and that would kill it.
You what?
In a bad winter, they might eat the bark, and that would kill it. But other than that,
my girlfriend's working tonight.
Uh-huh. So you told her to stay off the street corners.
Right. Yeah, she's not my girlfriend. But this girl that works at the truck stop, I always harass her every time I come in here. I think she might like me, but not. She's got a nice personality. I like her, but I don't like her like her.
Well, send her my way then.
Nah, you won't like her either. She's too heavy.
Yeah, I told you about that yesterday.
All right, you're starting to curb.
I know.
Cute. She's cute. Man, I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50. She's too heavy for me, but I don't know. She's really nice. She's cute. She's got a good personality. But eventually, the weight would bother me.
Well, it would bother her if she was with me because I'd be encouraging her to take care of her health. And she's probably been told it's genetics. And it's like, well, it is inherited, but it's not genetics. So.
You know, diarrhea is hereditary, right?
Diarrhea is hereditary. It runs in the family.
No, it runs in your genes.
Runs in your genes. I could say something, but my kids may be listening.
Yeah, right. I know mine ain't.
Well, you know, at some point they may go, Dad had a podcast? Oh, and it's all archived? Cool, I'm going to listen to all of it.
Yeah, right. They know I got a podcast. Oh,
yeah. Well, they haven't registered as being cool yet.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Is there any way that we got David to see who looked at the website?
No, it's generic. And you can't see who looked at most any websites unless you've got like some kind of spyware. But
all right.
Most counters will tell you who looked at your website. It just will tell you who they are and where they are. It will tell you their IP address, what city and state they're in.
Well, that'd be good enough.
But that's it. Well, yeah.
So if you clue in that it's like, oh, hey, more than likely, this individual.
But yeah, track their IP address. then you can really, you know, find out a lot.
Well, let's put it this way. If I saw Vallejo, California in the list, they'd give me encouragement.
Right.
Because I love my children and I miss them. And no other form of communication has reached them. So, don't take away my disc for hope, man.
Yeah, I love my kids. But, you know, I'm not going to make them want to talk to me.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not going to
be counterproductive.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to make them anything. You know, it's like their mothers brainwash them and tell them all these things and try to control them and dictate them, and I don't. And who do they talk to? They talk to them. They don't talk to me. They trust them. They don't trust me.
Well, he's closest to them right now.
So, it may...
Excuse them the love, care, and support.
No, I'm they won't... Well, I don't even know where my oldest son is. Nobody will tell me. The government won't tell me. They won't...
My last year in California, I wasn't working. My oldest son, I know, he assumed that my ex was paying all the bills. And because of that, he didn't listen to crap I had to say. He didn't know that I was paying all the bills.
Right.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Sort of.
No, yeah. Well, he obviously didn't have any water or enough water in his truck.
She made assumptions. He made assumptions, and I'm quite sure that nobody did anything to correct his assumptions.
Including you.
Oh, I told him he didn't believe me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
That is how the cookie crumbles.
Why should you believe the guy who isn't working? You know, the guy who's dedicating 24/7 to cleaning the house so it can be sold.
That's blasphemy.
I know. Well, you know, it went from movies 3 to 4 times a week to cold turkey, no movies at all. So, yeah, I can understand what he did assume I didn't have any money.
Right.
And didn't have any money coming in.
But you had money saved.
I had money saved. Yep, I liquidated my, what was it, 401k? Yeah, I emptied it out.
What's a 401k?
Piece of communist crap used for investment.
Communist.
It's a scam. It's another scam. That's all it is.
Yeah, I won't invest in a 401k. I do invest in an IRA.
Yeah, I liquidated that too. I had one of each. You're not supposed to have one of each, but I had one that pre-existed before the 401k was created.
You can have one of each.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to actively invest in both.
Well, you can. You just can't do it over a certain dollar amount.
Now, here's another non sequitur. I heard on the radio they're talking about either a 401k or a IRA or something like that, an investment plan, where your investment for your retirement money could be in physical gold that you held. I mean, that's contrary to every other investment plan I've ever heard. You're not supposed to touch the money or it's not considered an investment.
Well, it's a different kind of investment.
I know. I've heard of people doing property because, you know, then you can have it stated on the property that it's part of the, you know, it's part of the retirement plan.
Right, yeah. And then if you sell it, the money goes back into an IRA.
Right, and, yeah, you know, but physical gold, is that your house? That sounded impressive, and I would suggest to you, you might look into that.
That's blasphemy.
And I'd see if they'd allow you to invest in silver instead. And that'd truly be a blasphemy. Like, what? Yeah, no. You need lots of silver.
But we already got silver.
Yeah. Not a cat.
It's gold that we lost.
Yes, because gold was stupid.
Yeah, Blondie. Goldilocks.
Yeah, Deb asked me how gold was doing. And I had to lie. Hope she never listens to this podcast. Gold, you know, I didn't exactly lie. Gold did wander off. Gold was too stupid to find his way back home when the other two cats had no problem finding their way back home. Matter of fact, all Gold had to do is follow the other two cats.
Follow the Olympic route. Follow the Olympic route. Follow the other cats.
Yep. And you know, it's not like went a long way from home either.
Right.
So.
Maybe.
So that's just cat. Say what? Mimi?
Maybe. Wandered to one of the neighbors.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I hope that's what happened with Mimi.
What?
I hope that's what's happening with Mimi right now.
I thought you said you might have saw her the other day.
Well, yeah, I might have, but, you know, then the next day I didn't, so.
Hi, hope. Back. The cat came back. Happened to Gray.
Hope you find Gracie.
No, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I hope you find Gracie too.
Well,
think
that, yeah. That too, but I think she got adopted.
Good. But, yeah. I'd miss her, but I'm glad she got adopted.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Now there's only a bunch of little debris on the trailer. I'm gonna be a bad person and just let it bounce all over the road as I drive.
Well,
so maybe we'll get lucky. Say what?
It's almost 8 o'clock, so we gotta hang up soon.
Do we?
Yeah,
oh, the
Joe's
conversation is going so well.
Because Joe's
going to
call in at 8.
Yeah, Joe's going to call in at 8. We're going to say, hi, Joe. Bye, Joe.
let's do Ron Paul.
How are you doing already? Well, I was calling back.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's hear Ron Paul.
Proponents of a central bank should take advantage of the post-Brexit revival of secessionist sentiments to promote a secession from central banking or Fed exit. Ending the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money is the key to restoring and maintaining our liberty and prosperity. By manipulating the money supply to fix interest rates, the Federal Reserve engages in price fixing. After all, interest rates are nothing more than the price of money. Like all prices, they communicate information about economic conditions to market actors. The Federal Reserve attempts to override the market rate of interest with a Fed-favored rate distorts the price signal sent to business, investors, and consumers. The result of this distortion is a Fed-created boom followed by a Fed-created bust. The Fed's action affects the entire economy, impacts the lives of every American, as well as people around the world. Therefore, it is no exaggeration to say that the attempt to fix interest rates is the most harmful example of price fixing. Many who normally oppose government intervention in the marketplace claim that central banking would work if only the Fed adhered to a monetary rule. Supporters of a rules-based monetary policy claim that a rules-based approach will bring stability and predictability to monetary policy and thus put the economy on a path to permanent prosperity. But under a rules-based monetary policy, the Federal Reserve retains the power to manipulate interest rates. So under a rules-based approach, investors and entrepreneurs would still receive distorted price signals, which would still result in a boom-bust cycle. No rule can fix the problem inherent in our system of monetary central planning. In recent years, many progressives have joined libertarians and conservatives in criticizing the Federal Reserve. Progressive Fed critics often focus on the way the Fed's policies benefit big banks, Wall Street, and other special interests, and how they harm average Americans. Unfortunately, but not surprisingly, progressives do not want a free market in money. Instead, they want a more democratic Fed. Thus, progressives favor, for example, requiring more members of the Fed's board to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. They also favor putting representatives of public interest groups on the Fed's board. The Fed's progressive critics are correct that big banks, together with powerful financial institutions, have too much influence on monetary policy. While implementing progressive reforms may reduce Wall Street's influence on monetary policy, it will likely also strengthen the influence of the deep state, that network of crony capitalists, lobbyists, congressional staffers, and others who work behind the scenes to control our economic and foreign policy. Many progressives believe that middle and working class Americans would benefit from a more stimulative, meaning inflationary, monetary policy, saying that inflation would help the average American turn reality on its head. Middle and working class Americans are the main victims of the Fed's inflation tax. Average Americans also suffer the most when the bubble created by the Fed's inflationary stimulus inevitably bursts. The true beneficiaries of inflation are crony capitalists and big spending politicians. Instead of fruitless efforts aimed at reform of the Fed, those concerned with restoring a true free market, reducing economic inequality, and promoting peace and prosperity for all should work for a Fed exit. The first step, of course, is to pass audit the Fed. Once Congress and the people learn the full truth about the Fed, they can begin to consider the best ways to Fed exit. There are a number of steps that can and should be taken toward that goal.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Now, I wonder if you let
that announcement, press 1.
For purpose.
Do what?
I wonder if he left one key point out on purpose. The purpose of the Fed is to create boom bust. That is its purpose.
Oh, yeah. Well, another thing that he never mentioned is their charter's up, so they don't even belong here anymore. We need to just
And we don't need an audit. We don't need an audit.
Yeah. Right. They technically have expired.
Yep. Because we don't have any mechanism for replacing the Federal Reserve notes. And we can't bring gold coins with gold that we don't own.
Right.
Yeah. Germany withdrew all debt. Like, what? He didn't have gold coins. He told us he didn't have any more. You know?
They don't want to give us our gold back anyway.
Well, no. No, they don't, but you get my point. Not only do they not want to give it back to us, they don't dare.
You're right. They would lose all their power.
Yeah.
I bet they really don't have an end.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next talk, Abe.
Huh?
I'm ready for the next talk, Abe.
Busy now, but I'm sort of busy, too, having a babysit. You know what the first thing is that he said when he came in the door? He said, I don't want to work. Can you imagine? He took the day off to come and work. And he comes into my place and says, I don't want to work. I said, well, I said, like hell, you don't want to work. You are going to work because that's what you came for. So now, then he said, so then he just started insulting me, and the insults started flying back and forth. They're threatening me and all this kind of stuff, and I just walk away and turn the lawnmower on or something. I don't have to hear his stuff. But anyway, so I'm having to deal with him now, because now he said that finally after I said that, then he said, I'm only going to do half of the door. I'm not going to do the two doors. I said, like, hell you are. I said, you're doing the two doors. You're not doing a half-assed job. You're doing the whole thing complete. You have the whole entire day to do it. It shouldn't even take that long. It should be done very quickly, like within an hour or two. Anyway, it shouldn't take all a freaking day or even a half a day. Oh, God. You're lucky you have Dave Ray over there to take care of things. You don't have to have him saying, I don't want to work like this guy over here. I can't even believe a man that would come to say he's going to help a woman, especially, that has a hard time lifting heavy stuff, and then he says to me, oh, I don't want to work. I mean, I don't even understand how he can even feel good about himself. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, all I got to say is you're lucky that you got David Ray, you don't have to worry about a bahulu like I do. Okay. Anyway, okay, well, I'll talk with you later. Bye.
I love that recording. I'm sure you love it more.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Oh my.
Oh me, oh my.
Okay, I don't see Mamacita, but I see four kittens.
Four kittens. That's a good sign.
Holy smokes. Poor spider. Caught a giant moth. I'm sure the spider has no idea what to do with it.
Oh, I'm sure it has an idea what to do with it.
Yeah, it ran away.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, there's no spider on the web. Just a giant moth stuck in it.
Man.
Okay, important lesson. Close the kitchen door, even if you're on the inside. Young cats will attempt to come flying in.
I don't know why they want in there so bad.
Cat food?
No, it's like sanctuary. It's like a shelter.
Yeah, well, they can't have it. I'm sorry. You know, if you're not going to use it for you, I'm moving in.
Well, I thought it was going to be an out kitchen.
Well, you know, yeah, if we aren't using it for humans, this human's going to use it. Okay?
No, we're going to turn it to a cat house.
Uh-huh. Better choose my words carefully, because if I say not while I'm living, that might...
I hope you don't give them too much food at this hour, because the possums and stuff are just going to eat it all.
I've noticed that they eat it all within minutes.
Oh, okay.
So, now my cats, on the other hand, they only take about half of what yours do. And I got the same number of kittens. So.
Well, these guys aren't trained to eat wild game yet.
Well, they ate that rat their mama brought them.
Right. But they're not trained.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Okay, I'm walking my shortcut again. I'm hoping that the weeds are still knocked down.
Shortcut?
Yeah. You know, the path that you drove and then drove back without going all the way?
Right.
I walked the rest of it and created a path. And so I'm going to keep walking it. And hopefully it'll stay a path. So, yeah, I would have fed them in the morning, but, you know, when you wake up late and you got a job to do, animals can go hungry for a bit.
Just a wee bit, eh?
Just a wee bit. Ow. Okay. I figure if I walk past you enough times, all your thorns will get ripped off into my clothing and you'll no longer have thorns. Ow. Meantime. Ow. Yeah, I'm going to learn how to repair them at lawnmowers. I used to do it when I was in high school. They taught me. They actually taught me some skills in high school. Alrighty.
You got skills?
I got skills someplace.
Somewhere under the rainbow.
Hey, I even got some skills my ex taught me. So I'm kind of questionable about where she learned them. Well, the goats heard me coming. They are at the end of the lane waiting.
Cool.
I needed to walk down, though, and see if they got water. So, really, I need to make a shortcut that goes straight toward the back of the...
what's the matter with you?
Just haven't gotten to it yet. Good time.
Well, when I get back, we'll Gotgo roof the box truck so we can use those watering troughs or whatever you want to call them. Whatever they're called.
Yep.
The feed buckets.
Yep. Ladies whimpering. 2, 4, 6, 7. Yes, folks, you're on the farm with me. That's how we count by twos here. I suppose we can say 8 because we got a puppy in there too.
Yeah.
Barnhead, why are you being so mean to my dog? You got a tick on your eyelid. And you won't let me catch you to pick that. All righty. So, we need to do some research and figure out how much agricultural lime will cost and how much agricultural lime we'll need to seal the bottom of the one pond that's not broken.
Right. But first, I'd like to get a backhoe in there and dig it deeper and pull some of the stuff up onto the side, make it better.
All right. Fine by me. We might get lucky. You might get a layer of clay, and we won't need any lie.
I'm sure we will.
Ow! That hurt. That was my hand.
Meh. Yes, dude. Meh. Meh.
Now I can see the goats have been walking the perimeter.
Cool.
They got their perimeter clearer than I got mine. Oh boy. Okay, so tomorrow Taylor has about an hour's worth of work for me. And I got the brush to pick up from in town. All right. Oh, the dog's smart. It went to where it knows I'm going.
She's smarter than she looks.
Yep. And it's as I feared. They got no water. Okay. All right. They had water yesterday. What do they need water today for?
Water? What's that? They want Kool-Aid. They don't want no water.
Yeah, I hear you. So they give chickens. All you people who eat Tyson chicken, your chickens drink Kool-Aid. Okay, this is a daily chore that's going to get old quick. Number one on the list, solar-powered sump pump.
Oh, right. So you can just pump the water up to the goats.
Pump it up into a big tank. And just to open the faucet and fill their containers. Oh, I miss my neighbors' voices already. Neat though.
Oh, Springfield now.
Yeah. Yep. The little pondy clay is always starting to develop life.
Huh?
The little pond he created is already starting to develop life.
Oh, cool.
Well. Mind me bring a second bucket with me next time. So I can carry up two buckets in one shot. Be better balanced. And we'll only have to make one trip.
How long does it take a dolphin to give birth?
You mean how long is its gestation period?
No.
How long does it take for the baby actually, you know, slip out?
Yeah.
Probably 3 seconds.
No.
Too long?
No. So far, it's taken 2 minutes, and they've been cutting the film and eating it up. So it's taken days or hours. Oh, there it is. It's taken either days or hours.
Hey, dipshits, move out of the way for important water.
What?
Thanks. Well, they're thirsty, but I can't pour the water because their freaking heads are in the way.
Pour it on their head.
I did, which meant they didn't get half of it. Half of it went on the ground because their freaking heads were in the way.
Like father, like children. They're idiots.
Well, then I'm going to stop taking care of your children.
They're not my children, they're yours.
They may be my kids, but they ain't my children.
Apple don't fall far from the tree.
All right, apple didn't fall off my tree.
I got my apples removed.
Yeah. Well, these look more like oranges than apples. Oh, my gosh. All right. Animals are fed. Trailer's unloaded. Sun is now on the horizon.
And I'm late for my shower.
Yeah, well, me too. Ouch. Same one got me again. I can see a nice shortcut, but the problem is I'd probably get lost if I tried to take it.
You idiot! Well, good news is Trigger Date's up and running.
Excellente.
Yeah. Successfully up and running.
Woohoo.
Yeah. But since I've been down for a whole frickin' month, people probably aren't taking me serious anymore.
Probably not.
Because these idiots that I had the site with. I should have just put it on my server to begin with.
You moved it?
Oh, yeah. I moved it. Text me 765-351-3388. Just signed up.
Woohoo.
Yeah, it's a scammer.
That's it. Whoa. You know what? These tent worms, they're not really made for fire.
What do you mean?
Well, they all got hairs on them. And whenever the flame touches their hairs, the whole body goes, hmm. Their hairs ignite instantly. The hairs on these tent worms are highly flammable. So, yeah, a little one of those little torches would be an excellent way to put an end to sandworms.
Have you ever heard of the Ice Dragon internet browser?
No. Send me a link.
Well, I'm just now looking into it, so I don't know yet. I'm not even sure it really exists.
You mean like Tor?
No, yeah, it exists. It's an internet browser.
Okay, I had enough fun with these sandworms. I gotta get moving.
Ice Dragon. Fast, secure, and feature-rich browser based on Firefox.
Based on Firefox.
So basically it's a Firefox add-on, hack, whatever.
Yeah, Tor is a Firefox version. I've also got another Firefox version. Well, Firefox is open source.
Okay.
So it's easy to alter Firefox.
Okay, so Ice Dragon is just an upgrade from Firefox.
An alteration, yeah.
Yeah, their own alteration.
Yeah. Yeah, Tor basically took out your ability to have a history on your files. You know, you still have a history on Tor, but they made it difficult for you to create a history. So we're on the Tor network. You know, they go out and use proxies to get you around. And then you can go to sites that have Onion instead of HTML as their I don't know what you call it, extension. So, okay.
I changed their username. Her username was text and then her phone number. So I went to her profile and backspaced the phone number and just typed in a bunch of numbers and letters.
Okay.
So it was text 64GE6T5H6 get Delta 5 Tango 1 Hotel 65 Tango.
Right.
Maybe she'll get the message.
I'm new. Text me.
Yeah, never put that as your username. That will get you deleted. It almost got her deleted. But I wasn't
I'm new.
At her profile. Huh?
I'm new as her name?
No. Her name, her username is text and then her phone number. Her name is supposedly Alicia Smith. She's supposedly 29, a pharmacist.
Do you have the original number that she put in there?
Oh, yeah, because I've got where they put in their phone number for verification of identity.
You want me to call her and talk to her?
Yeah, well, basically, we're supposed to have a guy who's going to do follow-up, but I guess he's just not going to do it. So that's the only reason why I was asking for phone numbers.
Right.
But you want to call her and say, hey.
Are you a catfish?
Right. What?
Are you a catfish?
I'm a catfish hunter. How do you do? I got a catfish hunting rapping song for you. Yeah, she probably is a catfish because she's 29 looking for men from 25 to 65.
Oh, it sounds like she's from the Philippines. That is Taiwan.
She didn't put her location.
What color is her skin? Okay, I didn't see any Mamacita, and I didn't see any hint of Mimi.
She didn't put her at... Oh, wait, it might be here. She didn't put her skin color. She put her hair color and eye color.
There's no picture?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she's a catfish. Oh, wait, that's all women. All women are catfish.
Yeah, you make that assumption.
All women are either catfish or lot lizards. One of the two. I have $75 in my account.
Whoa.
Yeah, I spent $300 today.
Holy shit. Well, I think I made $55 today.
Well, I spent that money mostly on Prepper Girl's house. $150 of it she already paid me for. And she's going to go get a money order for the rest of it and cut me an additional $200 for my labor. She was shocked and amazed at the work that I did. One, the realtor told her it was going to cost her several thousand dollars to do what I did for like $300.
Right?
And Baluto,
you can get everything. You're lucky you have me.
Well, another thing, well, the reason she's just in awe that you and I actually do things because she says she's never had a guy do anything for her. And the guy that, she's never had a guy that was reliable. I'm the first guy that's ever been in her life that has ever been reliable. I actually do what I say I'm going to do, or at least make an honest effort. She's just like, she doesn't know, she just doesn't know what to do with herself. So, and then she tells me that, you know, Mary's an idiot for doing what she did because, you know, because she, you know, whatever. You know.
Hey, wait a minute. We're talking personal stuff on the podcast.
It don't matter. Nobody's listening to it anyway. But I don't know. Yeah, she's like, these women that you have dated in the past are idiots because they don't know what they're missing or they, you know, or something. I don't know, because she just thinks I'm the best thing since sliced bread, except that I'm not holy enough for her. Now, actually, the other thing is, too, is I've been in love and I've been married and I've got children. She wants somebody who's never been in love before so that, they're not still in love with somebody else.
You're going to have to let her know that
to get the kind of reliability you got from you, you need a man who's gone through that crap. And basically, she wants a good man that's been thrown away by a stupid woman.
Basically.
But you can't tell anybody anything. They got to figure it out for themselves.
Well,
at the same time, you can go up to Hinton on her, and she can sit there and contemplate
for a little bit. There's lots of ways for discovery to happen.
Well, her and I aren't that compatible anyway, so it's not like I'm looking to get with her.
Oh, no, I wasn't suggesting you. I'm just saying that she can tone down her list.
Oh, right. But, yeah, because the two of you would kill each other.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we would. She didn't want my advice.
I couldn't date
my
her.
My advice was identical to yours. She doesn't want it.
I could not date her because the two of you would kill each other.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I just stay on the other side of the property. She's never seen me.
She probably went once.
Yeah,
she
let's go get the dose. I'd be heading around the corner, heading the other way.
Right. You'd be like two cats, like Mimi and Gracie. They keep, you know, they stay on their side of the porch, you know. They don't get around each other at all. Like, okay, you stay on your side of the porch, I'll stay on my side. Bye. It works for me. Yep. All right, I'm going to go take a shower.
I got like
a $300 check that's going to come in the mail from Prepper Girl here soon.
You want me to run it through Heritage?
You can either, yeah, I mean, you know, you can do that. Oh, wait, well, I'm just letting you know it's going to be in the mail. She's forgetful, so it may take her a week to actually get the money order, and it may take another week for her to get it in the mail.
Okay.
And she doesn't go out much. She only goes out once or twice a month by choice. If she has to go out again, she will, but by choice, she only goes out a couple times a month. But I told her it's no rush. You know, it's not like I'm hurting for money. So it may get there in the next couple of weeks. It may not, but I'm sure it'll get there before I get home. So she's been good about that. You know, she actually gets it to me as quick as possible. And I'm just like, you know, it's like whenever. Whenever. But I gotta get these. I gotta get this paperwork to her.
Yep.
So I made copies of everything so that for my files. So now I can send her copies of everything for her files. So that's my next step. But anyways, all right. I'm gonna go take a shower. Nobody's called in, but oh well. Two people were going to call in tonight, but they never did.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you in a week.
All right.
You want me to send you another invite to Germany?
Sure. All right, folks, that's it for the DD&D podcast. Look forward to hearing from you next week. All you people who didn't call in, better start calling in.
Yeah, call in, all right.
All right, talk to us. Join the conversation. Bye.
And if you want to join us on Parallel Kingdoms, this game that we're playing, I will put the link in the link section on daviddavidanddavid.com that I just created. I just created a link section, but I didn't think about putting that link in there. So I'll put a link in there. And, David, you need to text me your referral link so that you can earn points by referring people too. And so I'll put all three of our links.
Yes, give us free food, folks.
Yeah. Actually, I'll just post David, because I got a lot of food, so I don't need referrals as much, because I do the earn food stuff a lot until they block me. But then about 2 weeks, a week or two later, they unblock me. So I've earned a lot of food. I got enough food I can give it away. But I'll put, David will text me his referral link. I'll put it on daviddavidanddavid.com, and you can join us on this networking game that we're playing to network for our off-grid organic hippie farm and retreat.
Woo-hoo.
All right. I'm going to hurry up and run inside before it rains too hard, because I want to get my shower in the shower, not outside.
Yeah, we should rain here. Bye.
Yeah. It'll rain when I come home.
I look forward to it.
It always does. Every time I come home, it's raining. All right. I'll talk to you later. Okay, that concludes our podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons & Dragons. And you can also find more information at DavidDavidAndDavid.com. So DavidDavidAndDavid.com and DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And if you don't know how to spell Demented Dungeons & Dragons, just type in DDD-podcast.com. All right, party on. Bye.